Pablo Neruda was born in Chile in 1904. His father, a railroad worker, and his mother, a school teacher, both died when he was young. And when he was young, Pablo Neruda started reading poetry and writing it. The Chilean government made him a diplomat, and in 1934, Pablo Neruda was assigned to Spain. There, he experienced the Spanish Civil War and became involved in political causes, leftist causes. He said, "I saw the heroism and the innate decency of common people." Pablo Neruda commented that his respect for people which had been unconscious became conscious. With that, Pablo Neruda's poetry and his political activism developed. He is now a member of the Central Committee of the Chilean Communist Party, the third largest outside the communist world. More important, Pablo Neruda's poetry has made him the dominant literary figure in Latin America and a very respected poet everywhere.
Well, I rather confess you that is the very first time in my life that I dare to read my poems in the English language. Translations are by some of my very best friends, and they are American and English translations. And this belongs to the New Decade, published in New York and translated by Ben Bellit in the 1 or 2 years ago. I will start having entirely no confidence in my reading, of course. Birth. A man born among multitudes. I live among multitudes, living no matter for history. It is land, the heartland of Chile, that matters, where green hair grows dense in the vineyards, the grape lives on light, and under the feet of a people, wine is born. Parral is the name for what winter brought forth. The house on the street no longer stand. The mountain untethered its horses, power, mass in the depths. The ranges kick upward and a village fell, got by earthquake. The mud walls, the portraits nailed to the walls, the tatterdemalion furniture in shadowy parlors, the silence cross-cut by the flies sank back into dust. We are only handful keeping semblance and kinship together, a mere handful. And the wine went on, living. It climbed up the grapes that a vagabond autumn had scattered. It sank in the wine presses, loading the hogsheads and staining them smooth with its blood, alive in its dread of that terrible earth. Naked and vital, it thrived. I remember nothing of weather or countryside, faces or figures, just dust, impalpable dust, a tag end of summer, a graveyard, where once I was brought to search in the gravestones for the sleep of my mother. Her face was unknown to me. So I called to her, hoping to summon her face from the dead, but she stayed with the buried ones. She knew nothing, heard nothing, answered nothing at all, keeping her distance apart from her son, elusive and shy in the dark. That's where I come from. A quake-ridden soil from Parral, a land loaded with grapes, springing up from the death of my mother. This is a poem called How Much Happens in a Day. In the course of a day, we shall meet another. But in one day, things spring up. They sell grapes in the street. Tomatoes change their skin. The young girl you fancied did not come back to the office. They changed the postman suddenly. The letters now are not the same. A few golden leaves, and it's changed. This tree is now a new ridge. Who would have said that the earth, with its ancient skin, would change so much? It has more volcanoes than yesterday. The sky has new clouds. The rivers are flowing differently. Besides, so much has come into being. I have inaugurated hundreds of highways and buildings, delicate, clean bridges like ships or violins. And so when I greet you and kiss your flowering mouth, our kisses are other kisses. Our mouths are new mouths. Joy, my love, joy in all things, what falls and what flourish. Joy in today and yesterday, the day before and tomorrow. Joy in bread and stone, in fire and in rain, in what changes is born, grows, consumes itself, and becomes a kiss again. Joy in the air we have, and in what we have of earth. When our life has dried up, only the roots remain to us, and the wind is cold like hate. Then let us change our skin, our nails, our blood, our gazing. You kiss me, and I go out to sail light on the roads. Joy in the night and the day, and the forest stations of the soul.